9:38, so the holidays are upon us. Everybody's getting ready. They're out shopping. You're seeing a lot more people. You're going to holiday parties. How do you stay safe and healthy during the holiday season? On our NCI lines, we've got Dr. Lerner joining us, and we're going to talk about all that kind of stuff. Good morning, Dr. Lerner.
Good morning, NCI Radio.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and taking the time out. So, let's talk about some of the ways we can stay safe and healthy over the holidays. We'll start with, say, the flu, because, you know, we're meeting up with people and people are getting sick. They've got the flu. Some folks have COVID. How do we stay healthy during the holidays?
Yeah, so we're definitely hitting flu season. In Manitoba, we see cases of flu are just starting to rise these last couple weeks, and they're probably going to keep rising for the next month or so. Staying safe from flu, it's pretty easy, actually. It's just that one shot, you know, that one vaccine. So all Manitobans age 6 months and up are eligible to get a flu shot, get a COVID shot. So it's just that vaccine to protect you as best you can in the holiday season.
Dr. Lerner, there's a dialogue out there that a lot of people actually think that when you do get a flu vaccine, that they are actually delivering the flu with this needle, and that it's the reason why you're more immune to it because you're exposed to it. Can we just address that?
Yeah, so you cannot get the flu from the flu shot. There's no actual flu virus in that shot. I mean, definitely you get the needle, you're going to have a sore arm, maybe feel a little bit unwell the day after or so, but it's not the flu.
All right, and what about, let's talk about COVID, because things have changed over the years when it comes to COVID. If someone has COVID, but they don't present any symptoms, but they're testing positive, can they still go out, or do they have to wait the 5 days? How does that work nowadays?
Yeah, so best advice would be that if you're sick with COVID, if you're sick with COVID, if you're sick with the flu, if you're sick with the cold even, to stay home, stay away from people. If you do so happen to have a rapid test and you are testing positive, you probably are infectious, and it is better to stay home, stay away from people.
Is there a certain amount of time that you have to stay home now? Before it was, you know, at one time it was 10 days, then it's 5. Is that still kind of, or is it until you feel better?
Yeah, so back in the olden days, a couple years ago, we had these really strict rules. Nowadays, it's basically, rule of thumb would be if you're feeling sick, stay home. But if you're feeling well, you're good to go out.
Okay.
And Dr. Lerner, along with the holiday season comes a lot of, you know, family meals and potlucks and stuff and leftovers that a lot of people get sick over.
Not even leftovers. One year, Dr. Lerner, we had a gathering here at the station, and more than half of us got sick. We've nailed it down to the potato salad. And we're thinking that's what caused it. Like, we were really sick. Or maybe it was the norovirus. At the time, we weren't sure, but everybody who ate potato salad was sick, and those that didn't were fine. So how do we protect ourselves from that kind of stuff? Like, how do we know about if the potato salad's good or bad, or what do we need to look for? What about cross-contamination? When it comes to that kind of stuff, there's so many things to discuss.
Yeah, and food safety is really timely. In Manitoba, particularly among First Nations communities, we're seeing increases in salmonella, which is a bacteria that you get often from contaminated foods. Most people, when they get it, get some diarrhea and they get better, but some people do end up in hospital. So food safety is top of mind. And there's a few things, you know, you can do to keep yourself safe when it comes to food. First things first is when you're cooking the food, which I will say, in my house, my wife does most of the cooking, I do the eating. But when I do help out in the kitchen, you know, I do absolutely, right, you know, I wash my hands before I touch the food, just because my hands, who knows what I've been touching, so definitely wash your hands before you cook. And then after you're cooking too, wash your hands, right? You're touching all the raw meat, all the raw stuff. You don't want to start spreading that around your house, so wash your hands after you're done cooking too.
That kind of is kind of funny, and it doesn't make sense to me, because, like, if your hands are, let's say, like, dirty or whatever, you don't wash your hands before you, like, touch the meat, and then you cook the meat, and then aren't you, like, cooking the bacteria and all the bad stuff at that point?
So, yeah, like, you might be cooking off the bacteria from it, but, like, if your hands have a little dirt on it and stuff, you can't cook away the dirt. It's basically just like eating hot dirt at that point.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Just you know.
I'm like, no one's coming to your house for dinner, Gott.
No one's coming
to your house after that comment.
I wash my hands, but I'm just like, it just I don't know. Seems that way to me.
So let me ask you, Dr. Lerner, something like potato salad, how long can it stay out on the counter and still be safe? Because there's a time where, you know, you lay the food out and then people come and serve themselves, and then sometimes they come back for seconds. Should you always just put the potato salad back in the fridge, or how long can it stay out before danger?
Yeah. It's tough because you want to have the food out, you want people to be able to get the food, but it's room temperature. It's really the temperature. Like, bacteria love it. They grow at room temperature. We usually stay about 2 hours or so at room temperature, and at that point, it's time to either probably throw it out.
Don't just throw it out. Not even refrigerate it. Okay.
But if you can, you know, serve it for a bit, put it back in the fridge. Even better, have, like, some ice packs out. Keep it cold while you're serving it.
Oh.
Because the tricky thing is, hey, you're never going to know if it's bad or not, right? It'll have the bacteria long before it smells bad, long before it looks bad. So, it'll look fine, but it could make you sick.
After 2 hours, throw the potato salad out, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Lerner. Is there any last things you would like to cover?
There was one thing I'd like to cover, because this is a big season for mental health issues.
Oh.
You know, it's really apparent a lot of times during the holidays for people. What can folks do? Are there supports during the holidays for people that may need some kind of help?
Yeah, it's a tough season because everyone's all about joy and happiness.
Right.
But yeah, it's not always the happiest time for everyone. So there are a few resources that you can check out. One that I often promote is called Hope for Wellness Helpline. It's funded by Indigenous Canada for all Indigenous people across Canada. You can Google it, 1-855-242-3310. You get connected to a counselor, trained with Indigenous cultural awareness, speaking, English, Ojibwe, Cree. Or also, if you want to text someone, there's always the Suicide Crisis Helpline. You can text 988, 24/7, 365.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Dr. Lerner, and we look forward to chatting with you again in the future about whatever you got going on in your head.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.